I'm Radio Invictor, broadcasting on 306 meters on the medium wave. Radio Invictor, your good music station, brings you music 13 hours a day, 7 days a week, from 5 a.m. until 6 p.m.
You're tuned to KING, transmitting on 236 meters on the medium wave, and the time, just coming up to 33 minutes past 1 p.m., you're listening to Lunchbox, introduced by myself, Roger Gomez. And now it's time for myself, Roger Gomez, to tell you about the KING Lucky Carl Sticker Number and Touchlight competition. The idea of this competition is that on the back of all our car stickers, they've got a different number printed. And you might be the lucky one who wins, you see. Each week we have a draw. And if you've got a car sticker with the number which is drawn upon the back, then you're lucky and you get a small prize. I'm not going to tell you how small, but it's pretty small anyway. If you want a car sticker because you want to enter for this glorious competition, or also simply because you want to display it upon your car, upon the back of your head, or anywhere you wish to advertise this glorious station, then all you have to do is send a postcard or a letter to this address. Car Stickers King Radio, Oxford House, Folkestone, Kent. Car Stickers King Radio, Oxford House, Folkestone, Kent. And upon this postcard or letter, demand as many car stickers as you feel you have the gall to demand, and they'll send them to you because they're good like that.
Let's remind you now that you're listening to Radio S, so the time is 20 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock we have the news for you, and that will be read by David Sinclair. The news is every 2 hours on the hour.
Within 1 year of Radio Caroline starting on Easter Sunday 1964, there were over one dozen pirate radio stations operating from ships and marine structures around the British coast. There was Radio London, which operated from a former minesweeper, the MV Galaxy. That was anchored in the Thames estuary. Radio Caroline, after the first 3 or 4 months, separated. Radio Caroline North operated from Ramsey Bay, Isle of Man, whereas the Mi Amigo, the sound ship, stayed on in the Thames estuary. Radio Atlanta became no more as it had merged with Radio Caroline. Radio Such, which was operated by former pop star Screaming Lord Such, later became Radio City and operated from Shivering Sands Towers, positioned off Whitstable in Kent. Every so often, station changed names. Radio Invicta later became King Radio, which later became Britain's first sweet music station, Radio 390, which once again operated from marine structures in the Thames estuary. Radio 390 came from Red Sands Towers, positioned off Whitstable once again in Kent. The East Coast pirate, Radio 270, transmitted from a boat called the Ocean 7, which was anchored off Scarborough in Yorkshire. Two stations on one ship later became five stations operating from one ship. Radio England on 227 metres and Britain Radio on 355 later became Radio 227, Radio Dolphin and Radio 355. Anchored off Walton-on-the-Naze, Essex, this station closed down on the 5th of August, 1967. It's the 14th of August on Merseyland Alternative Radio. You're listening to a special presentation. Until 6 o'clock tonight, these are the pirate sounds of the 60s. Land-based pirate radio ships and forts.
Let's remind you now that you're listening to Radio S, so the time is 20 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock we have the news for you, and that will be read by David Sinclair. The news is every 2 hours on the hour.
Big T, Radio Tower. This is Tower Radio testing, Tower radio testing. Tower radio situated 9¾ miles from Walton on Naze. Tower radio calling. Tower radio calling.
This is wonderful radio, London. Radio London.
15 minutes after 5 o'clock, and tonight we have a very special night for you, ladies and gentlemen. Not only do we have the Vernon's Pools program, but we also have the SEMA Bingo program as well, and that's a big deal because we get everybody down in the studio. We get Earl Richmond, the captain of the ship, and Earl, everybody to take witness that the game is straight, friends, so we can't diddle you even if we try. You know, if we want to do a bit of the old... Well, we just can't. I think they clamped down once they found that my mum was winning every couple of weeks, you know.
I've just got one thing to say about Radio London. That's wonderful.
2 minutes until Casey time. 2 minutes and 8 seconds. 2 minutes and 7 seconds. 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Well, I could stand here counting all day, but I won't. I'll just tell you that Dave Dennis is back tomorrow, ladies. Dave Dennis!
Don't forget to miss me.
Oh.
Don't forget, T.W.
Ah,
Dave, if you do.
Now, how could we forget T.W.? He'll be back too, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow. Forget T.W.? The man who brought us... And not only that, the first person in this country to really pioneer the... I mean, how could we forget him? It's just like forgetting Herman Finkelstein or Dorian Crundlewater or something like that.
Tell him the time.
You always tell him to stand by our new Bulova Accutron watch.
Timing,
this,
yes.
This great thing that whirls around in front of us is exactly 22 minutes until 6 o'clock, oh. And you can check that by Jim or Tim or whatever his name is. Or is it Fred or George? I forget which name.
Muke.
Ladies, if you like coffee, you love tea.
W. Back with you on Tuesday or Wednesday, or if he ever makes it.
Oh, folks, the meaning behind these words. I mean, have you ever heard such meaning as dum-dum, dum-dee-doo-wah, whoa-whoa, whoa-yeah-yeah?
Well, it gives me a certain feeling, yes.
Yeah, pain in the reticule.
This is the big O, ladies and gentlemen, and Revive 45 call.
Only the lonely.
This is Radio London. And the Colgate Pomelo Request Star. With Tony Windsor.
Hello.
Thanks very much, Norman and John, for the news. And we have lots more requests. Before we get underway with them, here's the newest one from Mr. Val Dunigan. You're back on the Colgate Pomelo Request Hour.
Radio London! 14 now after the hour of 1 o'clock here on the Big L. You're in Dave's den and you're very welcome.
Big new sound. Woo! Everybody's tuning to Channel 66 to hear new sounds because they know this is where they happen first. Let Channel 66 turn you on by turning on Channel 66.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Johnson. Right now we're going to gather Revive 45 for you. This time it comes from Lindbergh in 1, 2, 3.
He's a writer of good songs. That's Mr. Bob Lind, and that's his latest effort for the fun time of April, and that's called San Francisco Woman. It's a big old climber this week. Very talented boy, Bob Lind. He was over here shortly and had the pleasure of meeting him, and he's going to go a long, long way.
Radio London brings you the most exciting bargain of the year. It's Quick Shave. Quick Shave is a battery-operated dry shaver by Benetton, designed to lead a double life.
double life because Quick Shave deals firmly with the toughest male bed and gently under the arms of a girl. A deodorant can be applied immediately after with no discomfort. Quick Shave is unbelievably smooth. No more dreary razor scraping, just a smooth, clear skin every time you use it. Men and women everywhere will want to buy a Quick Shave, which comes in a neat, crackle-finished case. It slips easy into a man's pocket or a woman's handbag and is ready for instant use. Quick Shave can be used indoors and outdoors for people on the move because it's battery operated and cord-free. Big Al offers this exciting bargain at £2, which includes postage and packing and batteries with absolutely no extras whatsoever. Send your £2 postal order or check made payable to Radio London to Quick Shave, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1. That's Quick Shave, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1.
Thanks very much indeed there, Tutty. At 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 12.
Well, I'm sure lots of people listening to our transmissions will remember the pirate ships of the 1960s. Six ships altogether, seven stations broadcasting from them, although one or two of the stations did happen to change name from time to time, giving us a lot more radio stations.
The size of Pat.
Thank you very much, sir. excuse me. Giving us a lot more pirate radio stations around the country than what Britain had ever even dreamed of. And certainly frightened the British government something terrible. Although there was only what? How many would you say, John, altogether stations in those days?
About 15 at the very most.
15 radio 15, stations?
15 radio stations, mostly regional, especially the ones that operated from the marine structures, such as Shivering Sands, Red Sands, and the Navy Fort in the Thames Estuary. About 15 stations in all. But it's very interesting to note that all the stations together commanded more of an audience then than what the 20 IBA stations and the 20 BBC stations have now.
That's very true.
15
yeah.
stations, which didn't even cover the whole of the United Kingdom then, had more listeners than what the 40, what you would call, local radio stations serve now.
What I was trying to get to there was the fact that we had 15 radio stations around the coast of Great Britain, and the British government thought that that was far too many radio stations. How many IBA and BBC stations are there now?
20 of each.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't any frequencies available in 1967, so it's very interesting to find out where 40 channels have sprung up from.
And also the fact that wavelengths were reported, the government says, well, you can't use these wavelengths, and yet the commercial stations of today are in fact using some of the same wavelengths.
This is it. I think it's something to do with free enterprise.
Mm.
There seems to be a suppression of free enterprise at the time. It's the same now, but there was always the thing about you can't have a radio station because it's going to interfere. But there was never any complaints of interference. It was always a myth.
Mm. Also, of course, as the land-based pirate stations of today are, in fact, brought to you because of the pirate radio stations of the 60s and because of the Marine Broadcasting Offences Act becoming law on the 15th of August 1967. The last day of freedom for the pirates was, of course, the 14th of August, and that is what we're celebrating today, or commemorating. And pirate radio stations sprung up on land all over the place afterwards. And judging by some of the lists of stations which people have sent to our radio station over the past couple of weeks, there would appear to be far more radio stations now than what there ever were. Anyway, back to the 60s, and back now to a station which we haven't yet featured. It's Radio Scotland, and it came from a ship called the Comet.
On 242 metres in the medium wave band, this is Radio Scotland.
Good evening. This is a proud moment for me, and indeed for all of us here, for after many months of trial and tribulation, Radio Scotland is now a floating reality. Thanks to the skill and ingenuity of a dedicated band of radio engineers and the loyalty of our team, we have been able to convert a former Clyde-built lightship, the Comet, into one of the most modern offshore broadcasting stations in the world. Now, our aims are simple and straightforward: to provide a new exciting form of entertainment radio and to offer advertisers a new, simple and economic medium in which to sell to millions of homes in Scotland and in Northern England.
One for you, and Radio Scotland calling you. Tell them about the Radio Scotland station, then on 3.2. Who has all the latest records? Radio Scotland leads the way for the best in entertainment. Stay with 2.2 all day. One for you, and Radio Scotland calling you. Tell them about the Radio Scotland station, then on 2.2. Don't you miss your favorite program? Doesn't matter where you are. Radio Scotland's never far. One for you and Radio Scotland calling you. Turn it out to Radio Scotland station, then on 2.2.
The fastest thing in the air. Swinging radio.
And now the test transmissions from Swinging Radio England.
Testing for Swinging Radio England. Hi there, this is Rick Randall with a brand new sound for the British Isles, where the action is.
Stay with the fun.
Woo-hee!
Hear all the kids on Swinging Radio England.
The fun spot.
We have a few things here we'd like to give you. Just a preview of the new sound, which will be coming your way on Swinging Radio England, where the action is.
Swingin' Radio England, where the action is.
Brand new station for the British Isles, Swinging Radio England. Time now is 3:30 on May the 3rd, 1966. First day on the air for Swinging Radio England.
Time of 9 minutes past 12. You stand by for the Bill Berry Show at 3 p.m. Oldie Goldie time on the Roger Day Show. You got a favourite record? You wrote in to me. Roger Day Show, Swinging Red England, 32 Curzon Street, London, West 1. I'd love to hear from you. These are the Walker Brothers. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore, and on this summer's showing, that I can well believe.
Broadcasting 5.5 miles off the Fred and Essex coast, you're listening to the capital sound of SRE, Swinging Radio England on 227 meters in the medium wave band. It's 5 p.m.
Bye-bye. So long. Farewell. See you in September. The happening. 5:40 from Swinging Radio England this week. Good afternoon. Tuesday afternoon. Smithwick Show. It is nice to have you along.
Galaxine Emulsion. Galaxine Gloss. Get it from the factory at half the cost. Put it on your head.
Test transmissions there from Swinging Radio England. And the Pirates weren't without fun. They provided a lot of really good entertainment in the 60s for the radio enthusiast, the music lover, and people who just wanted to listen to good fun. It's just after 3:30 on a Thursday afternoon. It's the 14th of August, 1980. And 13 years ago, on the 14th of August, 1967, it was a very sad day for pirate radio within the United Kingdom. It was the last day of legal pirate radio on the high seas, because on the 15th of August, just, 8.5 hours from now, the Marine Broadcasting Offences Act was to become law.
and all the British pirate stations operating from ships and marine structures round the coast were to close down. All did, with the exception of one, or rather two ships, but one station, Radio Caroline. Later on in this transmission, you'll be able to hear the continuing sound of Radio Caroline. But now we stay with the sounds of the 60s. And coming up soon, we have Radio London once again.
Now, this extract of Radio London shows that comedy wasn't limited to just the programmes, but also to the news bulletins.
What are you doing?
Excuse me. Trumpon?
What are you doing?
I'm just superimposing this to, Why? Well, you see, Norman, who's just gone upstairs to go and get the news, the latest world news, will be coming down in about 1.5 minutes' time to read the news. Yes. If we don't tell him, you see, I'm writing to the listeners at home, they don't know we've got little cassettes. March, what's happening, you see? And for the blip, I'm going to put it on the knocks, you see? So every time he reads the news, and instead of getting a doo-doo-doo, he's going to get a sort of thing, yeah.
Hey, good. Do you think he'll break up?
No, he's too. He's in a very serious mood today. He's got a cold in his left kneecap.
Oh, dear.
Is he back yet? No, he's not here.
Oh, well, let's play the jingle and see if he gets back in time.
And here he is.
Yes. Yes.
You want
to
do weather
here, Ben? Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And
Nora? The deadline is Saturday.
Yeah, thank you. Going to give the time.
Oh, yes. It's 3:30, fast approaching there, that off. Yes. Right, and it's almost time for the use. That takes ages to get there. I tell you, it really does.
Yeah, are we there?
Oh, are we? Right.
Wonderful Radio London. Around the clock.
Deadline Saturday, February the 25th, Birkenhead. Britain's second Polaris submarine, Renown, was launched this morning by the wife of the Defence Minister, Mr. Healy. Thousands of shipyard workers and their families cheered as it was launched, but outside the shipyard there were scuffles with police as anti-nuclear demonstrators tried to climb the gates. America. The search for the man who claims to be the Boston Strangler, Albert DeSilvo, has spread to Canada this morning after reports that he was seen heading for Ontario in a car. Police and customs officials have been warned as he is thought to be carrying a gun. DeSilvo escaped yesterday from a mental hospital in Massachusetts. Saigon. A massive sweep of American and South Vietnamese forces through the guerrilla-held territory 70 miles northwest of Saigon has continued with little resistance. A spokesman in Saigon said this morning that there have been few casualties. Peking. It was learned a short time ago that thousands of people have taken part in a rally to mark the banning of 9 Red Guard groups accused of being against the Cultural Revolution. And India. In the elections, there were 109 of the 520 seats yet to be declared. The Congress Party still needs 37 to get an absolute majority. And so far, they have won 224. And finally, the weather forecast. Most areas will have some scattered showers, and these may be heavy at times. Winds will be moderate to strong southwesterly, reaching gale force on coastal regions. Temperatures will reach the high of around 8 centigrade, 46 degrees Fahrenheit, and the outlook continuing dry with some scattered showers. Temperatures will be near normal. With all probability, there will be another newscast in an hour's time, and this is Norman St. John reporting.
Radio London, and a little bit of comedy, that was nicknamed Radio Skewsreel with Kenny Everett and Keith Skews with Norman St. John reading the news on the 25th of February, 1967. It's Thursday. This is a special presentation from Merseyland Alternative Radio, your local weekend pirate station, which operates on the same frequency as what Radio London did way back in the 60s. We're on 266 metres in the medium wave band, a frequency of 1125 kilohertz. Your weekend sound from 9 in the morning till midnight on Saturday, and from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on a Sunday. MAR dedicates this day to Radio London, Radio Caroline, and all the popular pirate stations of the 60s. Now we continue with more sounds from Radio London. This is Kenny Everett with Putting Free Radio to the Public Vote, followed by the first announcement of closure of Radio London on the 25th of July, 1967, and finishing this spot is the final Kiefer's Commotion, a DJ from Radio Caroline South. Kiefer's on the 13th of August, 1967. Air check from the pirate stations of the 60s.
Will be 1 minute until
1 o'clock.
Radio London needs your help. Write to the Prime Minister today to put free radio to the public vote.
Eh? No, 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 no.
now.
Prefer the one with strings. Let's go the one with
London
strings.
Needs your help to put free radio to the public vote. For nearly 3 years now, Radio London has been bringing you free entertainment at no cost to you, the taxpayer. Radio London has also helped British manufacturers sell their products at home and abroad. We have helped such organizations as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, and the British Empire Cancer Campaign gather funds to help the people they serve. Now the Postmaster General has submitted a bill to Parliament which attempts to stop this station broadcasting by imposing sanctions against us. The Postmaster General levels three charges. One, we steal our copyrights. This is not true. Radio London pays full royalties for its music. The Postmaster General says we interfere with emergency services at sea. Yet, in nearly 3 years, there have been close to 3,000 emergency calls around Britain, but not one case of interference has occurred during that time. The Postmaster General says we interfere with continental stations, but in nearly 3 years, Radio London has yet to receive its first complaint. Technical experts agree that Great Britain could have dozens of free stations using directional signals pointed away from the continent. Public opinion polls have shown that a majority of the British people want us to continue broadcasting. We say, put free radio to the public vote, and we ask you today to write to the Prime Minister and ask for his help. The address is the Right Honourable Harold Wilson, Prime Minister, 10 Downing Street, London, SW1. All we are asking for is fair treatment. We say again, put free radio to the public vote.
I agree.
Right today.
Of course, what Ed doesn't mention is that we're fun as well.
Here, Prescott, or naughty Prescott, or something bigger, preferably, to old Harold Wilson.
Here now is the announcement you've all been waiting for. With the passing of the Marine Broadcasting Bill, Radio London regrets to inform its listeners that after nearly 3 years of broadcasting, it will be forced to close down in mid-August.
Broadcasting. Mr. Paul Brown, the opposition spokesman on broadcasting, spoke of the great opportunity that had been missed by banning commercial radio from Britain. He said that the combination of the BBC and commercial stations could have given Britain programmes of a variety and quality unequalled anywhere in the world.
For the very last time on Caroline, it's time for Keeper's Commotion!
Final Keeper's Commotion on the Sunday afternoon, August the 13th. We broadcast 24 hours a day on 259 meters in the medium wave band, and we're very soon to be the one and only.
That's another former Keeper's carefully calculated contention, number 45 on the countdown this week. Those are the symbols of a song on the President label called Bye Bye Baby, written by the Four Seasons. And it's time to roll the theme. And just in case you're wondering what this theme is, if you've always wondered, it's called Side Wonder. It's by a bunch of fellows that are good friends of mine in Canada called West Acres and the Rebels. And I sang with them at one time. Very nice bunch of guys, and they did this theme. Well, not especially for me, but like I say, it's called Sidewinder, and I know it's available in Canada. I don't know about over here. This is the theme. Last time you're going to hear it. That's it for this Sunday afternoon, August the 13th, the last edition of Keeper's Commotion on Radio Caroline. Well, thank you very, very much for being with me this afternoon, and thank you for being with me any afternoon that you have joined me previous to this one. It's been more than a real pleasure working for you and playing records for you. I want you each to take real good care of yourself and be very, very good to each other. And if you can possibly do it, join me tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 for the final program, the breakfast show right here on Caroline. When again for you, I'll have another three solid hours of finger stamp, toe tap, and knee knock, and thigh slap, and knuckle crack, and finger pop, and leg pull, and wrist twist, and tongue tangle, and foot stomp, and rock and roll music. Brought to you by me, Keeper, spelt with an F. Be good. I hope we meet someday. And take very good care of yourself. For the last time, on this commotion, this is Keeper saying bye-bye. This is the sound of free radio, Caroline South, broadcasting 24 hours a day on 259 meters in the medium wave band, where the time is now exactly 6 o'clock, Bulova Watch Time, B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova. When you know what makes a watch tick, you buy a Bulova.
Music at Keeper's there, doing his very last program on Radio Caroline to avoid being prosecuted under the new law, which was becoming a law on August the 15th, 1967. The law was designed to outlaw anybody who worked on board a pirate radio ship. You could be prosecuted under Marine Offences Bill for working for, supplying advertising to, supplying food to, postcards, or absolutely anything to an offshore pirate radio station. Even a glass of water was illegal. Whether that ship was off British territorial waters or off the territorial waters of another country, to be a British citizen connected with an offshore pirate radio station, it was now illegal. This is, of course, a different law to that concerning the land-based pirate radio stations. That is, in fact, a completely different act whatsoever. 1948, I think, the Wireless Telegraphy Act. Years out of date. 1949.
Wireless Telegraphy Act.
Yeah. I was close. And the law concerning land-based pirate radio is totally different. The only thing which covers you against the land-based pirate is the fact that you have no license to transmit. An offshore radio station, totally different. Any connection whatsoever with an offshore station is illegal.
Now, though, David, it is not illegal for a ship to broadcast outside British territorial waters or any territorial waters.
Well, they were talking about international law. And once you're in international waters, the ship itself is perfectly legal and can't be touched by the country in which it's anchored off, provided it's outside the three-mile limit.
It's just things like commercials and...
Well, the supplying of food.
Yes, yeah.
It's not just a case of advertising on a commercial radio station, it's also advertising the radio station, i.e. having a car sticker, t-shirt, or even a badge,
yeah,
which gives out the name of the station and the wavelength. All this illegal.
Of course, the 1949 Wireless Telegraphy Act makes it perfectly legal for stations like MAR to continue in a way that we can promote the station, such as car stickers, badges, etc., etc.
Well, that being a totally different law, the only thing that we are actually doing wrong is having no license, and the only reason we have no license is because...
There is no license to gain. You cannot get a license for operating a station like MAR.
The government only issue licenses to the government.
It's all down to monopoly. It's just big money people who control land-based commercial radio stations. I mean, it'll never change. Well, not in our lifetime, perhaps.
Well, perhaps. But to go into the Marine Broadcasting Offences Act in great detail would take up hours and hours of programming, which we just can't afford. And I'm just trying to give you a quick brief outline in the quickest way which I possibly can, which is virtually impossible. Except to say that it's illegal to work for a pirate radio station offshore. I think the one thing which sums it up better than anything is the most famous speech which Johnny Walker made, and you'll be hearing this a couple of times during this three-hour transmission. Here is Johnny Walker and his most famous speech of 1967.
This is the story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London, spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes, and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel. Life is hard. But as each day passes, the moment of triumph draws nearer. The British people rally round. They send food. They send comfort. And they send their love. All you need is love. And love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck, waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time, the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's Ariel. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
Continued, although most of the other pirate radio stations closed down before the act became a law. And here's a couple of extracts from stations closing down. This one, Swinging Radio England, their final transmission.
The time is exactly 1 minute past 11 o'clock on Swinging Radio. And this, of course, is the last 29 minutes of programming that Swinging Radio England will bring to the listening area of Great Britain. For this next half hour, we intend to do our very best to entertain you with every one of the jocks who has ever been on Swinging Radio England in the past few months, including those who have come over just to do the news, those Britain radio announcers such as Phil Martin and Gordon Bennett. Everyone will sort of say their own goodbyes to you, and many times you've heard this sound. Broadcasting 4.5 miles off the Fred and Essex coast on 227 meters, this is Swingin' Radio England.
Hey, Swingin' Radio England.
For the final time, Swingin' Radio England brings you 28 much more music minutes of entertainment by all boss jocks on board.
Live this weekend where the action is on Swingin' Radio England.
Those are the WHO, the Who. Number 14 in the Caroline Countdown of Sound. The track records I can see for miles. Hi, hello, how are you now? This is your thinner record spinner, Roger Twigaday, welcoming you to the second hour of the morning show. And good morning. Hope you're getting up with a little old smile on your face. Twiglet minutes now past the hour of 7 o'clock, and on CBS, these are the Birds, and their new record called Lady Friend. Just about the tallest singer in the business, that's Long John Baldy, number 30 in the Caroline Countdown, and Let the Heartaches Begin. Oh, let's not be miserable in the morning, we'll just be happy, get that smile on your face. 7:10, and good morning and hi, hello, are you, from Twig's Day to Sandy Griggs of Twiss Avenue, Hythe in Kent. Thanks for the letter, Sandy, very nice of you to write in. I see you an apprentice hairdresser. How about getting a rowing boat out and coming having a go at my hair, eh? I think it needs it, you know. Next record specially for you. I don't remember nothing, yeah. Remember the sound of the Monkees? I'm a believer in beer, women and wine, yeah, cigarettes. Down and Bound for MGM, all about Toyland. Where's Mr. Plot? We made that especially for Judy and Lenny and Stevenage. Especially for Lenny's pen friend in Brussels, Francoise. How's about that for a bit of French then? And Judy's friend Alison, who lives in Croydon. Hello to you people this morning, and I hope you're getting up with a nice little old grin. The Sandy Shaw's taking her shoes off, and the smell is fantastic. No, she does wash her feet. Honestly, I know. I wash them myself. Hey, you've not changed.
Hey, how happy be it?
The Barefoot and Kin, Sandy Shaw. Number 15 in the Caroline Countdown of Sound for Pi Records. You've not changed. Take those pajamas off immediately. This is Caroline.
On radio. It's a dream. Yay, dream. Number one.
Come back when you grow up, girl.
Some of the happy sounds and some of the sad sounds of the 1960s, featuring all the offshore pirate radio stations, well, most of them anyway. And of course, Caroline continued through the until 1968, when the ship was towed off to Holland and lay there for quite some time. And as you'll find later on in the programmes, Caroline did in fact return, and John Dwyer himself will be bringing you that information, won't you, Squire?
Yep, sure will.
And anything else that you're going to do? Oh yes, you're going to feature another radio station, aren't you?
A little bit of Radio North Sea, which, although it didn't appear until 1970, was, I suppose, connected with the Marine Offences Act, due to the fact that it anchored off Clacton for a while and became Radio Caroline. So that in itself, North Sea and Caroline from the Mi Amigo, will come up between 5 o'clock and 6 with some music.
199, Radio Caroline.
Well, I think we'll finish off this segment of the programme before
Mr. Davis and Mr. Stan come along with their little piece.
199, Radio.
And we'll see you again later on.
When you dig it, you'll pop and ring it. Put up flickers and while it swingers. Go dig it, come and do it, come to fill you.
Stay happy, stay tuned, and 2199 Radio Caroline, your all-day music station.